What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your awesome host, EZ, with Blog Talk Radio, and we are about to get live and direct. I hope you're ready to have some fun. We got some really, really cool surprises, and you're going to hear all things Easy Way, how it goes down the Easy Way in Hollywood, and we're going to have a real good time. So I hope you guys are ready to listen to some of the surprises we got going on. We're going to give you a whole bunch of stuff, and I wasn't ready for the dang show to come in. So let's do it the right way. You're listening to Easy Talk Live.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com. And follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
That's right, guys. What's going on? I am the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli. You're about to listen to Easy Talk Live. We do every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., and we are a very social media interactive show. We're a talk show, and we hang out the easy way with a lot of celebrities and great people and producers and decision makers and people that make it happen. Man, we got a lot to talk about today. And first and foremost, we're going to start out with our sponsors. We want to say thank you to Acumen Technologies, which is they do mobile projector phones and mobile projector tablets. And if you came to my stop tour, you would have seen the presentation that we did, and thank you for them to donate their wonderful products for the auction. We raised a little bit of money for the Peace Fund with my man Adrian Paul from Highlander. And you guys might want to check out my Twitter and my social media. We'll be posting a little bit about this big the Peace Fund poker tournament with a lot of celebrities and influential people to raise some funding, getting ready for the Peace Fund Games, the big paintball games, which I will be hosting. If you go to the peacefundgames.org, you'll see me as the Peace Fund Games host. And, man, we just got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. And so I'm going to bring on my man, Stephen Williams, who's actually with Design Shakers Group. World Shakers Design. Thank you, man. I can never get your name get your name right, but yet you do such a good job for us. Steve, I'm gonna go ahead and let you bring it in. Tell everybody a little bit about the new additions of the Stop Tour and introduce yourself, because you are the creator of the Stop Tour website with a little bit of help from me, man. Easy, you know, I threw a little of my input in there here and there, but let them know what's going on.
Well, I'm real excited. We redesigned the Stop Tour website actually this morning. We did it in about 20 minutes. and what we're incorporating now is almost like video trailers. They're movie trailers that we're going to be catering to corporate clients. So this is the one-on-one version of it. So if you folks like it, let me know, because this is going to start the precedent going forward. But the Stop Tour site has been redesigned, and we're real excited about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm excited too. I mean, you designed a little video there that kind of shows people that you know, we're a voice for nonprofit, and any nonprofits out there that might want some help, you know, that's all you really need to do is hit us up at 424-209-9290. Or booking at easywaybroadcasting.com, and we'll definitely like to look at what you have going on. The Stop Tour is the salt and pepper on your dinner. The dinner is your event. Stop Tour is the salt and pepper, the seasoning. And we just add to it. We help bring some funding and awareness and some celebrities and some media and some people with money and just a whole bunch of stuff. If you want to know more information, you can go to stoptour.org, stoptour.org, and that is actually the site, and there's a Stop Tour recap button actually that will tell you all the information, how successful the event was that we just did, the launch, all this media. We're reaching over 100 million eyeballs, guys, with all the sponsors and media and people that we have supporting what we have going on. 100 million eyeballs. I like saying that. Let me say that again. 100 million, 100 1,000,000, 100 million eyeballs. Okay, that's what we're reaching the stop tour on behalf of Easy Way Broadcasting. We got some great stuff ahead of us, guys. So I'm gonna go ahead and play my girl Megan Henry, "Crash a Party." It's one of my favorite songs. Shout out to Megan Henry. She has over 1 million views on her YouTube. And when we come back, we got some new cool surprises, some new cool people to meet. And you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your crazy host, Easy, here in Hollywood and Los Angeles, California. Bye bye.
You ready for this? Let's go.
Control. I have no idea what she says, but she's so gorgeous, I don't care. All right, guys, so we're back on Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, EZ, and we have a new special addition to the team. I call her the Angel Den Mother. I don't know if she likes that name. If she doesn't, she'll probably scold me on my radio show here. But we got Patty Morris, guys. Patty is our new angel person. She's the person for the angels, basically. She's going to say what's up to you guys. And Patty, are you on the line? You there?
I am on the line. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Great. Well, welcome to the show, Patty. You know, we're glad to have you on the team, and I'm gonna go ahead and give the floor to you. You can tell all of our listeners what's going on with the Easy Way Angels and what you want them to know.
Okay. Thank you so much, Easy. Well, this is really exciting news because we are going to be auditioning for new Easy Way Angels this Saturday, and we have it all over online, so you can look it up at any point. And what we're looking for is good-hearted, attractive, artistic, and energetic individuals who want to be recognized for their talents. We are under the umbrella of Easy Way Broadcasting, so you're going to get tons of publicity from that. And isn't that what we want? I started dancing many years ago. What I wouldn't have given for the opportunity of somebody like Easy being around to give us the publicity and to recognize our talents for what they are. What we hope to find are people who can sing and dance and also work as spokesmodels, preferably all three, of course. And we're going to increase the group now. We have 4 to 5 lovely individuals that we're working with now, but we're going to increase the team to 10 or 12 people, including a few male individuals so they can help us with our lifts. Those are for the dancers. And again, that will be this Saturday. And to let you know a little bit about who I am, my name is Patty Morris. Originally, I went by the name of Patty H. I was one of the top grossing winners in the 1970s. I know that's going back a bit, but believe me, when you look around, you'll see a lot of the 70s dancers out there traveling all over the world and teaching people all the break dancing and the locking, the popping and the whacking and all the styles of dancing that was originated in the 1970s. I also did a fair bit of television at the time. I was a winner on the Gong Show. I danced with Denny Terrio, if you remember him, of Dance Fever fame. We used to run our Palm Springs weekends at the Riviera Hotel in Palm Springs and had a ball. So Denny Terrio was a great guy. I worked with the Dean Martin's Gold Diggers. I also went with Jeff Kutas' Dancing Machine for a short while. And then I went and formed my own group called Lady Dynamite. I had the opportunity to tour the United States and Canada, and that included being a warm-up group in Las Vegas at the Tropicana. I was a backup singer and dancer for Del Shannon and Neil Sedaka. You'll remember some of their songs, Runaway and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. We had a television show at the time called Action 77 and 78, which I also performed on for both years. And I did a lot of television commercials. I worked with Dos Equis for dancing for commercials for them, and a lot of dance modeling was very popular at the time. So I would choreograph for groups like the Petite Body Engineering Company that would go on talk shows and show their small, you know, clothes for tiny people. We, you know, now we make clothes for all sizes of people. Go back about 20 or 30 years and try to be a size 5 or smaller and see if anybody can fit you. So that was the purpose behind their company. And then it just kind of went on. Worked as a mistress of ceremonies at many clubs, ran dance contests. But the most exciting, besides the Riviera Hotel, was the Chippendales All-Male Review. I did have the opportunity to actually MC their contest a few times. Well, it wasn't a contest. It was an all-male review. And, wow, was that fun? Was that different? And was that exciting? I mean, how many people can say they've done that? Wow. And since then, I moved to Australia for 20 years. So what was I to do in Australia with my dancing? I turned it around and wound up the entertainment coordinator for 26 K-12 schools in the eastern suburbs of Sydney that culminated in performances at the Opera House. And that was a big deal. 26 schools is a lot of kids, K-12, to work with, to teach, make sure their show is presentable, and then get it out there for, you know, audiences and parents to see. We also have something in Australia called Dance of Steadfords, which I was involved in. And I honestly have to say they were comparable, if not better, to any show I've ever seen in Vegas. That is how fabulous these particular Steadfords were. So I've had a lot of opportunity and a lot of experience around the world in working with different things. And I did my little bit of television in Australia. I was a winner on the Sydney Royal Easter Show. And I also was on a show called The Curiosity Show as a demonstrator. And since then, of course, I'm back in California and so excited to have touched bases with Easy and then caught up with him and now become part of his group to get out there and work with charities and to help others and all the amazing things this man is doing. So I'm hoping that those of you who are listening would get all excited, put your dancing shoes on, and come out this Saturday for audition in West Covina. We can make sure that you can access my phone number or any information you need. Just call into the show, and we'll be happy to give it to you because I'd like to see all of you out there for this audition. And this is going to just snowball, and you are going to find that you're going to do more exciting things than you ever thought you would do in your life.
Yeah, you have to see my face right now, Patty. I look like a giant cherry. I'm blushing like crazy right now. But no, guys, we're blessed to have Patty on. She's very, very experienced, very skilled. What she's doing, she's going to do some magic with the angels. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break here. Thank you so much, Patty. And when we come back, we're going to be bringing in Dante Albagassi on, which you guys have been seeing us promote it. Dante is actually coming up as coming on Easy Way Broadcasting as the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Promotions. He's going to tell you a little bit about himself, what he has planned. We got a lot of great stuff with Easy Way planned, guys, and we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and TMZ is hitting me up right now on Skype asking me to come on Fox 11, Channel 11, come on their TMZ thing and talk about my celebrity friends. And will someone please tweet them and tell them I do my show every Thursday at 10:30, and they need to know my show schedule. I'm down to come on every now and then, but I got my show. I got my own thing. Okay. All right, guys, so we're going to bring on Dante Albagassi on. He is a very skilled individual. He's actually Michael Beckwith's cousin. And for those of you out there that might be in Zimbabwe and not know who he is, he's actually very famous for The Secret, and he's a major speaker for the Agape Church, and he's just a really, really skilled individual when it comes to motivation and things like that. And all right, so we got Dante Albagassi on. Dante, you there?
Hey man, what's up, Easy Way?
Homer's been waiting for you, man. You sound distant. You sound like,
you know,
a little off. Like, are you like on a landline or a cell phone, or
is this better? Is this better?
No, you still sound distant, but that's all right. We can kind of get you. It might not come out that good on the archive though.
Okay.
Maybe you might want to call back in on a landline or something, because it does sound pretty low, and I want everybody to be able to hear you.
That's what I'll do. I'll do it right now.
All right, sounds good. Perfect, guys. All right, so I hope you like that. We got some cool stuff in store for you guys. And I'm a funny guy. Yeah. See, how cool is that? I can actually make my own. I have the power to do whatever I want. I make myself sound all good and stuff. All right, guys, so we have a lot of cool people in store, but we're going to go ahead and wait until Dante gets back on, because we've got to follow the format. That's the way my brain is working right now. We're going to go ahead and pop on a song by one of our Easy Way Angels called Smile by our Nightingale Angel, and we'll be right back.
M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be. Get your wings open, smile,
okay,
and soar across the sky. You know the gift within you, and the power that it exudes. M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be. Give it wings so it can fly,
let's fly,
and soar across the sky. You know the gift within you, and the power that it exudes. You see, I'm sitting here thinking that I may be wasting my time, cause it's hard to find somebody that feels the way I do about life. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And I know it's not as easy as that. You're checking me from the back, and I'm thinking you're fly, boy.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why your energy ain't working well with me. Maybe cause you're holding it in, and I don't like it. I'm thinking maybe you're the one, but I won't buy it.
Okay.
So baby, if you wanna be free,
yeah,
and you wanna get the digits from me,
yeah,
there's just one thing I wanna see. You, woo, let me see ya. M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be. Get the wings so it can fly,
fly,
and soar across the sky. Do you know the gift within you,
okay,
and the power that it exudes? M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be. You know, I think it's kinda crazy to see people every day walking the streets. They bump into each other, no excuse,
you know,
hello, no hey, no, what's up, it's crazy, yeah. And they wonder why they're so lonely, until they bump into somebody like me. And I M-I-L-E, I get it away so easily. Maybe they holding it in, and I don't like it.
No.
This world's already so dim, let's make it brighter. So people, if you wanna be free,
yeah,
and release good energy,
on,
one thing I want you to do, let me see ya.
Get you going, thank me for that. I got you high off life with no reefer set. They say chivalry is dead, I disagree with that. Cause I'm a knight in shining armor, and plus I'm armed, so whoever try to harm you, they's a goner. Don't get me wrong, girl, my energy is positive, very rarely opposite. If you wanna smile, that's your prerogative. Shining like a star, I want to help but acknowledge it.
M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be. Wings, so it can fly, and soar across the sky.
Thank you.
something.
All right,
please,
guys. Oh, my God. I was off air. I had a cool little flow going on. So I'll try this again. Dante, yo, you are my friend, and we're just sitting here like the living end. Are you about to go? Are you about to flow? Are you about to bust on my show? Oh, no. Dante, tell everybody what you're about. Make everybody scream and shout. It's all good. You know we're having fun. So Dante, thank you for fun. All right, come on. Just jump in. Go for it.
Go, Eric. Go, Eric. Flow, Eric. Flow, Eric.
Welcome to the show, man. Dante Obligacion, everybody. Dante is a very established individual. We just brought him on as the executive vice president of marketing and promotions for Easy Way Broadcasting. You sound a lot better now, man. We can hear you good, and you're great. So talk to my audience, man. Tell everybody who Dante Obligacion is.
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm Dante Obligacion, and for the last couple to a few decades in Hollywood, I've been covering major concert tours, sporting events, annual award shows, and Hollywood premieres and motion pictures. Still doing that, just came aboard with Easy Way. The Stop Tour was a rousing success like we knew that it would be. And you know what? I got to tell you something, man. The conversation that you just had with Patty blew me away. I was sitting around and I was thinking, who is Patty? But the more she talked, the more I thought, no. The more she said, the more I thought, no. I'll tell you something. I know Patty. Patty and I used to run in the same circles. She mentioned Chippendales. I remember dancing at Chippendales. She remembered dance contests. I remember those dance contests with a buddy of mine named Gary, and I know she knows that she knows who Gary is. She mentioned the Hilton Riviera Hotel at Palm Springs where Ron Rico Rummy used to do those bashes all the time. I remember I spoke with you recently about those. Dion was the DJ. we used to host dance contests. And, oh, my God. I got to meet Patty now because that just brings back a crazy amount of memories.
Just takes you back to the day, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, it does. She's talking about dance birthing in the 70s, and yes, it did. And actually, you've got Shabu coming on the show, so he'll be able to elaborate more about that.
But that's a surprise, man. Don't tell him about that one. Oh, wait, I actually have his name on there, so it's not a surprise. Go for it.
I will say this. You know, the universe says yes. The destination is about the journey. The Stop Tour was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Agape is the same way. You know, Michael Beckwith has built a great brand, and founding the Agape Church was a wonderful thing that he did. He did author in the first secret book. There will be another sequel to The Secret coming out, and he'll be, you know, supposedly he has something to do with that, but we're going to keep that under our hat for right now.
Here's a little thing for you. I just found out my girl Shelley Hunt, which is one of my partners and good friends. She's the founder of Women of Global Change, and she owns a company called Success is by Design. She's a consultant for a lot of big companies, and she's actually friends with Michael Beckwith, and she's actually doing the sequel to The Secret. And
right.
Shout outs to Shelley as well. She's actually getting knighted. How cool is that? It's not every day you get knighted. You know, and for those of you that don't know what knighted is, that's when they put a sword on your right shoulder and a sword on your left shoulder, and you become a knight. I've never heard of a female knight, but that's pretty cool.
You know what? I haven't either. I'd have to really struggle to think.
That's the type of person Shelley is. Shelley, like, creates her own stuff, and she's all about women empowerment. So she's like, you will knight me. I am Shelley Hunt. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Everybody wants to hear about
that's
you. I'll
huge.
Shut up now.
That's huge. Anyway, Stop Tour. Let's get back to the Stop Tour. Stop Tour obviously is for bullying, for cyberbullying. Bullying is a national campaign, and cyberbullying we're birthing in Los Angeles to become a national campaign. As we spoke earlier about the Stop Tour before its inception, we were trying to bring a conglomerate of people together to make sure that everybody, you know, shared this one cause, and they did. What is our target goal? Our target goal is legislation that we can get passed to help cyberbullying, because cyberbullying has become a national phenomenon. It's a cultural problem that we don't want to become traditional. I felt that the Stop Tour would be a great way to help that, and it did. The Stop Tour was awesome, Eric. It was incredible. I'm so glad that you set it up the way you did. I'm so glad the turnout came out the way it did, and I can't wait for the World Dance Awards, which is coming up next.
Oh, the World Dance
man.
Awards, man. I'm saving that for later on in the show. We're going to be giving away World Dance Award tickets. We're going to be giving away opportunities to come and talk to all the World Dance Award superstars. But we'll get into that. More about you, Dante.
Well, you know, like I said, I've covered a bunch of major concert tours over the years and annual award shows, especially from their inception. I remember when the MTV Music Awards was in negotiations to find out whether or not it should come out. And the big question was, can we put a bunch of people from the movie industry and a bunch of people from the entertainment singing industry in the same room? Was that a Molotov cocktail? What would happen? I remember that. But now, you know, that was a long time ago. But look at the success that it's been.
You see what I'm saying? So when you put your mind to something and understand that the universe says yes, and you put that energy out there like a stop tour, then we're headed for that same type of stratospheric response. I am, like, so stoked with what you've done so far, Eric. I'm proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you for building your brand so big and so fast. People have no idea how big you are. People have no idea how many people that you get out to, and sometimes when they talk to you, they wonder. Isn't that silly when they wonder how big you are, Eric? And you just say, Google me.
And now I got a lot of big big influential individuals to talk about how big I am, because I'm not allowed to. You're not supposed to do that. So, but I'm just another one of God's creations, just like everybody else, trying to make a difference.
Just so your listeners know, TMZ's been after Eric for a little while, guys. Today wasn't the first telephone call that they've made to him. This was the second or third time that they've called again. So busy. You're so busy. I'm lucky that I got you on the air right now. But I tell you, Patty's just like in the back of my head, tickling me pink. I'm like, wow, well, she's aging me here.
Well, you should come down. You should go down to the executive vice president of California Pictures house, which is where the auditions are being held. You should actually get with Patty. You should go down there and
have
some
a
of
chat
the
with her. Yeah, I'm sure we'll last for a couple of hours, because those memories just are so long. They can take an entire evening just to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I will get back to the stop tour, because the stop tour.
Let me say something really quick, because I know that you know the actual story on this, and I know a lot of people that are listening to my show also know Mr. David Harrison Levi. I'm gonna give David a little bit of love here. We were talking behind the scenes, and Patty mentioned Chippendales, and you told me that David Harrison Levi used to own Chippendales.
He told me back in the day that he owned Chippendales, and I told him, I thought, dude, when I was dancing there, I didn't know who owned the place. All I know is that I was dancing. The guys needed to know how to dance, because they were big, they were gorgeous, but they needed to be trained how to dance. A buddy of mine, my brother was hanging out with a buddy of his named Gary, who was one of the dancers. And he told me how good this Gary guy was, and I said, I want to meet him. As soon as I met him, saw him dance, I was like, oh, my God, I got to dance with this guy, right? So I started dancing with Gary. I remember the dance competitions that we used to be in. I remember dance competitions that we were judges in. But when David told me that night, I thought, wow, you did? So what's funny is the conversation with Patty that you just had, she named like four different things that David mentioned to me. Chippendales was one, the dance contest, and the weekend events at the Hilton Riviera Hotel in Palm Springs with Ron Rico Rum sponsoring them, she mentioned. Obviously, the DJ at all of those parties was Dion. Now, my assumption is that this couldn't have gone on without the two of them knowing each other. It couldn't have, because David was behind the scenes, and it sounds like Patty was in front and behind the scenes. But, what's funny is all three of us share those memories. And the 70s were amazing. The 70s launched everything. As a matter of fact, I was doing Soul Train back in the 70s. So everything kind of interconnected, in regards to dance being birthed back then. Out here on the West Coast, we believe that. I'm sure there'll be voices on the East Coast saying, no, it didn't. It started out here. But that's besides the point. The point is the conversation I had with David Levi parallels the conversation that Patty just had with you. So those were good times. Mm-hmm. Those were the best times. Learning how to dance, learning how to be around people, learning how to act in public, and learning how to feel and act like you've been somewhere,
Now, let me brag about you. Let me brag about you real quick. I mean, you're a pretty established reporter, and Easy Way's now getting behind you as a celebrity reporter. You do have a fans page, which is Dante Reporter. That's DanteePorter. And you're going to be doing some serious interviews for us, and we're getting you with a team. You're going to be hitting all these different events, all these different situations, and then we're actually going to be getting – I mean, you and Patty are going to be talking a lot, because we're going to be getting you with some of the Angels to be co-hosting
with
you.
Exactly. I'm tickled pink. I'm tickled pink just thinking about it.
And I'm gonna talk a little bit about it. I told everybody we'll be talking about our event schedule, and then when I'm done, I'm going to go to a never-before-heard song by Sam Sarpong from MTV BET's major supermodel and host and actor, and he was one of our supporters for the Stop Tour, one of my best friends I've known for about 8-9 years. And this is a major song that's going to be on a lot of TV shows. It's actually called Fresh Kids. But Guys, we have an amazing events calendar coming up. We have October 18th, which is an event for Children of the Night, very private event in Beverly Hills. October 19th, we have a mansion event in Orange County, another private event. November 2nd, we got the World Dance Awards coming up. The World Dance Awards, which can be at the Avalon Theater, and Easy Way Broadcasting is a sponsor of that. I'm going to be walking the carpet, and I'm bringing some of my friends out to do it the easy way on the carpet. We're bringing our angels out. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. November 7th is possibly something with the Miss Global International Beauty Pageant in Beverly Hills. November 11th is the – this is a big one. I'm going to take a little time on this, okay? Watering Seeds Organization supports veterans and wheelchair warriors. And they've done so many things. I've met so many people. Brady Mazzola is a great guy. He's the founder of Watering Seeds, good friend of mine for over I think about 5-6 years now. And then Bill, which is, Bill Brown, that's your last name, yeah. Bill Brown is the head of the West Coast. They make a great team. They just got Domino's supporting them, and now they have Easy Way supporting them. They're doing a major event at the StubHub Center in Carson City with over 8,000 seats. This is a mini little angel stadium, guys. Go look at our fans page, Easy Way Broadcast, and get more information. November 11th on Veterans Day, it's going to be a big to-do. Will Champlin from The Voice is going to be performing. We're helping with bringing some people to the table. We're going to have a really great time. Do not miss this event. Put it in your calendar. If you listen to the show, mark your calendar right now. You all have cell phones right now. Pull your cell phone out your pocket, or if you listen to the show when the show's over, go to your calendar and type in StubHub Center, Watering Seeds. It's called Honoring Our Heroes Expo. They're giving away a major Cobra car, like a car you can't even get. They're doing so many things on this event, and you'll get all the information on the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page if you want to get more information. November 25th, we got the EJ Jackson Turkey Giveaway, feeding over 10,000 people in the community. Everybody from Channel 2 to Channel 5 to Channel 7 to Channel 11, Channel 13, Power 106, Kiss FM, K-Day, goes on and on and on who covers and gets involved in this. There was over 13 celebrities involved. I hosted last year. I believe I'm going to be hosting again this year. I got to call my man EJ, find out about that. And then we have with the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, we have a toy drive, a toy giveaway coming up, really major toy giveaways. Disney supports them, NBC, like all these major networks supports the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, who supports – this is so cool, guys. They support over 40,000 foster care kids, 40,000 kids. That's amazing, and I want to say thank you to Maria Melton, the director, for honoring me with the Children's Trust Fund medallion. It's actually called the Trust Fund Hero Award. Yes. I got it on my show. I wasn't ready for that one, Dante. I love Maria for
Maria
that.
Maria Melton, she's awesome. Their organization is awesome. They pass about 40,000 kids to the program every year.
And then we got the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Ascent Expo, coming up to support cultural creatives and amazing people in the business industry. It's going to be great, great, great. So that's the schedule so far, guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I told you I'm going to put this special song on by my man Sam Sarpong, which has never really been heard before. It's going to be on TV. It's going to be all over the place. But we do it the easy way. We get exclusives like that. This is Fresh Kids by Sam Sarpong. When we come back, we got a little surprise for you, a new segment coming to the show. You're listening to Easy Talk Live.
Come kick it with the freshest kids. See how we do with it. Peep out how it is we live. Cause we the freshest kids. Come kick it with the freshest kids. See how we do with it. Peep out how it is we live. Cause we the freshest kids. Cause we the freshest kids. The football fresh kids. The football fresh kids.
Place, yo, I came here to jam.
Okay.
We gon' party all night. Hope you came with your fam. Bring your girls and your crew, cause the bar's on me. You see me on the runway, oh yeah, and BET. So now we take it worldwide when we come to your town. Future stars be my clique, and we the dopest around. So yo, get on the dance floor and let me see what you got. You looking like a naughty girl, and it's making me hot. So I'ma dance tonight like tonight is my last. Sexy girl in my lap, and we having a blast. bubble blowing up worldwide. Marani, Maserati, Ken, you got them looking inside.
Shout out to him for coming out. He actually left set for the new movie he's doing, which is coming out in January, to support the Stop Tour. But I got a surprise for you guys. First and foremost, shout outs to Alantino Brown for the introduction. Always got to give love to the people that help you with your stepping stones and moving forward to success. Now we have my friend. We've actually hung out. I think I can kind of safely call him a friend now. I was a fan a long time ago when he used to do his movie Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. I'd always try to do his moves, and I'd try to pop lock, and it just never worked out for me. And then I was hanging out with him at an Emmys event. So it's funny how the world works out. Shabadoo, welcome to the show, brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Hi, everyone.
Man, everyone says hi, but I don't think you can hear them because they're not allowed to be on air yet.
I can feel them.
You feel them. Feel their presence, exactly. So we got a lot to talk about, Shab. You just got back from being out of town and doing some amazing things. Tell us about your trip.
Well, you know, I just got back from Europe, and I was fortunate enough to visit London, Germany, specifically Frankfurt and Hanover. Then I went into Poland, and in Poznan, Poland, and just helped to what I call building a new generation of legends, giving them accurate history background, giving them real dance skills, fundamental dance skills, and things like that. So it's always exciting for me to work with young people and helping to shape their careers and inspire them to pursue their dreams.
Well, you know, we did an amazing showcase at the Stop Tour recently. Unfortunately, you were out of town. You weren't able to be there, but I know you were there. You were there in spirit. We had Capitol Records supporting us. We had Fox supporting us. We had RCA Records. We had a lot of people that were really there to see this talent, as well as support the anti-bullying and cyberbullying cause. The carpet was about 25 feet long. And I know that you deal with a pretty major record situation, record label, and I'd love to submit some of these artists that perform to you and, you know, see if there's anything that might bite, you know. So I don't know, man. Should we tell them what's going on, how we're doing the break? We can call it the breaking news easy way.
Yeah, it makes no sense of keeping this a secret, but I am as excited as you are. We're going to be launching Breaking News. We're going to start on your show here with a corner segment on your show leading up to the world premiere, if you will, sometime spring of 2015. Breaking News is going to highlight, you know, dancers, performers, singers, you know, actors, record company executives, leaders of dance agencies, performing agencies, and really try to get an insight as to how the whole process works here in Hollywood and how to help launch some careers. And just, if anything, inspire people to pursue their dreams. I mean, that's always been my goal. And So I'm very excited to be working with you and working with Easy Way and getting my show off the ground. Breaking news, people.
Breaking news, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And we're gonna go deep with these people. And some of these issues, you know, are going to be challenging. And in terms of trying to really shake up the status quo a little bit and challenge some of these myths that are out there. And bring to the forefront, you know, some of these also these unsung heroes that are out here in the world that have done some spectacular work in terms of dance and performances or what have you, and really give them a showcase. So I'm very excited about breaking news.
Breaking news, baby. And I know you just got a Star Award or something like that. You just got honored for a couple of things.
Yeah, you know, I get awards, you know, all over the place. You know,
I'm just giving
you
your time to promote, man. I got love for you.
Yeah.
So I want to.
You know, I thought I would feign modesty, and but yeah, I'm really fortunate in having a number of people recognize my life's work and have been giving me awards all over the world. I myself am presenting the Shining Star Award to young people that exemplify, you know, the true spirit of dance. We'll be giving these to, you know, kids around the world and just really encouraging them to pursue their dreams. But now I'm going to be working with or doing something with the World Dance Awards coming up on November 2nd. So I'm excited to be there and lend whatever support I can to the organization and to the event, which will be at the Avalon Theater, people. If you're out there, if you have something to do, cancel it and come to our event, because that will be the place to be. If
yeah,
you don't have
let me make sure I get the facts straight on air. This is not our event. We are a sponsor on this event.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Lacey Phillips is the head of marketing and PR. He contacted me and said, would you like to attend, walk the carpet? And then we just got into conversation. I said, hey, man, I'd love to help you out, bring some people through, you know, throw some Easy Way magic. I also know the co-founder, Alan, and they were happy to hear the Easy Way, you know, is involved. And we're just trying to help out. You know, I don't want to take any credit from anybody that's doing such an amazing job, but we're bringing a little bit of Easy Way flavor to it. And the World Dance Awards is going to be amazing, guys. And yeah, so if you want to have a chance to come meet me or meet Shabadoo, you know, he will be there walking the carpet. I'll be there walking the carpet. We will be in the house and we'll be doing, you know, a lot of cool things. I mean, we're still in talks on exactly what's going to happen, but I suggest you guys go get your tickets now. Go to worlddanceawards.com. And I'll tell you, I've seen the list. I can't say it. I'll get beat up. But I've seen the list. There's some really high-profile choreographers and producers and major TV shows and a lot of great people that are involved in this one. If you want to see the coverage of last year's World Dance Awards, you can actually just type in World Dance Awards Easy Way on YouTube, and you'll see the coverage that we did last year, and you'll get an idea of what it's about. It's a really amazing experience. If you are into dance in any way, you do not want to miss it. I would fly in for this one. It's a lot of fun. And, I mean, I just figured this would be the perfect timing, Shab, to talk about this new segment and what we're going to be doing, you know, breaking news and the fact that we are involved with the World Dance Awards. And here's a little inside tip. Nobody knows this, but we are going to be one of the exclusives people to interview all the nominees and all the presenters and all the people involved in the World Dance Awards. So for the next couple weeks moving into November 2nd, we're going to be interviewing all these people. We're going to be talking to all of them. We're going to be getting some preliminaries, what's in store, what they got coming up, how they got nominated, why they got nominated, all the stuff. And then we're also going to give you guys a chance to download my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Hit me up on my fan wall or hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can reach me, or Shabadoo, and tell us your questions. You know, we want the audience, we want the listeners to be a part of everything that we get a chance to be a part of. We also, I'm really proud to announce that we're involved with now Fox Tribune's G Block, which is going to be on CW and KTLA starting October 27th. And we'll give you more information on exactly what the involvement is, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We got some awesome, cool stuff coming up. And, you know, Shab's going to be going along for the ride with what we got going on. We're going to be going along for the ride. And Shab promised me he'd teach me the special ozone moves. So we're going to do a special segment on that one.
Okay. That's the part of the show where we might interject some humor. So tune in, and you will see Shabadoo doing his utmost to teach Eric some street dance moves. if anybody's religious out there, please send in your prayers.
Oh,
do whatever
God.
You can. I saw a couple of your moves at the Emmy event. So you know, I kind of like I know my job is ahead of me.
Oh come on, man! I got the skills. You know. So let me tell you this: if you are dissing me in any way, then that means you're dissing Flash, French Twist,
what? No,
Popzilla,
no,
Legend.
I know,
all the
I'm
legendary
not,
dancers they taught me.
Well, I'm sure they don't want to take ownership of it, but I think a lot of it you did. But in any case, I have faith in you, young man. I believe that you can do it. I'm going to I'm going to lay hands on you. But we're going to get you moving, man.
I will admit I'm not the best locker, but I think I'm all right at popping and a little gliding here and there.
Okay. But on the serious side, you know, I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Shane Sparks after you, man, because he taught me some stuff too. All right, no, but it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Tell Shane to bring his gang with him, though.
Well, we got a lot of stuff, cool stuff in store, guys. So every Thursday moving forward, we're going to be doing a 20 to 30 minute segment of breaking news, and I'm going to be a part of it, providing Shabadoo wants me to. That's going to be his time. It's going to be all him. It's going to be his people, whatever they want to do. And not only are we going to be doing it on podcast, we're also going to be doing it live on a thing called You Now. So when we go to events, you can also tune in with us live. Through a cell phone. It's a new fun little piece of technology, and you can actually chat with us live while we're live at the events. How cool is that? We're also going to be involved with our sponsor, Acumen Technologies, which is they have mobile projector cell phones and mobile projector tablets. So we will be the only ones in the West Coast, minus I think like one or two other people, that will be projecting things on the wall of all the fun stuff we do. And you guys will be able to see all this via the blogs, the fans pages, the Twitters, the tweets, all the stuff that we do. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I suggest if you haven't downloaded the application yet, go download the app, Eric Zuli. If you haven't followed Shabadoo on Twitter, Shab, go ahead and tell them your Twitter and your Facebook, how they follow you.
Well, that's Shabadoo. That's Shabba underscore capital D-O-O. That's Shabadoo on Twitter. And you can catch me on Facebook. Just Shabadoo. That's Shabba dot capital D-O-O. That's me on Facebook. So come on over so we can keep you abreast of whatever's going on. I'm looking forward to everything that's happening. I'm really excited about the new direction with breaking news and
breaking
making
news.
Everything. Breaking news!
I got an idea, Sean. Let me throw this out there.
Okay.
Breaking news is obviously going to need some sort of commercial. It's going to need some sort of jingle. It's going to need some stuff, right? Why don't we allow them out there? Why don't we allow the fans to submit what they got? And maybe we'll let one of the lucky fans, you know, we might use one of their ideas.
Well, okay, well, this is what we'll do. We're in the process of putting together our Facebook presence for breaking news and such. And why don't we have a bit of a little contest? We'll have all the listeners submit whomever feel like they, you know, they got the schmaltz to make it happen. You know, submit some jingles that could be the breaking news theme coming on. And if they're chosen, we will use their track, and it'll be great promotion for them. So. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. See, you're full of ideas there, Eric.
That's what
Easy Way is
about.
If you could dance as good as the ideas you have, oh my God, you'd be scary, dude.
All right, don't make me challenge you to a battle. No, I'm kidding.
No. Well, you know, let's take it to the streets. Come on.
But
you know, remember, 99.5 just won't do. You have to bring 100%, baby.
I got a couple special guests for you, man, that I want to say hi to you. They're also part of the team. You actually hung out with her at the Emmys event, the MMPA Emmys event. You took pictures with her. Her name is Patty Morris, and she's now in charge of our Easy Way Angels. And then you know a gentleman by the name of Dante Obligacion, right?
Obligation.
Obligation.
If you want to marry him. If you want to Americanize it, we can say obligation.
There you go.
Obligation. I think it's obligation. Obligation. You mean pretty boy Dante? Obligation.
Obligacion.
yeah, but everybody knows Dante Pretty Boy Obligacion. I remember when he had curls down to his waist. It was amazing. He was like the Lion King.
Exactly.
Like Lion King meets Rick James.
Sort of like Beckman.
And what's Patty? Are you Patty? So Patty's here.
I am.
Patty's here too.
Patty.
Patty.
You know, this is the original Patty. This isn't Patty Duke either. We're talking about the original Patty.
The OG,
you know what's funny?
Patty.
Is it these, wait, right. See, these people, the listeners out here, don't even know who Patty Duke is, but there you go. Well, you know what? That's what happens.
Start dating ourselves again.
No, that's what happens if you've been around since Moses. You start pulling.
I have to say, and it's not on quite as funny a note, but to show you kind of how old I am, God forbid, my first job was teaching dancing, ballroom dancing. I was like 16, 17 years old. Would you like to know that one of my very first students was James Earl Ray? And I worked with him a week before he flew over and was accused of shooting.
Okay, so when you were teaching, I was like, I had to be about two or three.
Yeah, let's say that a little louder, thank you.
I think I was.
I did remember, I read about that in history in class.
Oh, gosh.
Patty, is that for real? Did you really teach James Earl Ray?
I honest to God did. I also had a friend who, again, on the dark side of Hollywood, who was, and you were around that time, was killed by the Hillside Stranglers. So, I mean, we're real old Hollywood here with all the ads, no?
You know what? You really have some interesting students.
Yeah, I sure did.
You know, so I guess when Patty teaches a dancer, she takes that, you'll kill you on the dance floor to a new level. Am I getting this right? We take a dance class with Patty, and then we go on to be serial killers? Is that what we're talking about here?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
Somebody needs to turn to God. Somebody. But anyway, life is grand out here. Hey, so Patty, you're going to be involved with breaking news. Dude, we need an echo chamber, man.
Yeah, well, that's with the fans, man. The fans got to give us some jingles and some ideas. We'll do a contest.
Is there a sponsor out there that can get us an echo chamber so I can say breaking news?
Echo.
Yeah, you know, so it sounds like big, you know, from the land to the sea.
You know what's funny, Shab, is I actually have like Guitar Center and like all these big sponsor companies that are following me on Twitter, so they'll probably be hearing this. So if you want to talk to them, hit them up.
Well, hey, you guys, sponsors out there, Guitar Center people, we need an echo chamber. I sound flattier than breaking news. I need help.
There you go.
Well, you know, there you go. This is, regardless of what anyone thinks out there, this is a big budgeted show. We just decided to put most of the money in our pockets.
I think we're giving most of our money to the STOP Tour, which is all the charities we work with. But
good. Eric, I have to throw this in there before we lose it. I don't want to get it out at the end of this talk thing right now, but. Hey, I got a call from David Winters, star of West Side Story. He produced a pilot, which is for a television series called Dance On. I think we have Whitney from Dancing with the Stars, Russell Ferguson, who won So You Think You Can Dance, and other winners of Canadian So You Think You Can Dance and American So You Think You Can Dance are all stars of it. But he called me to ask me to be a regular on the show.
Nice.
I thought about it long and hard, about 2-3 seconds, and I said, yes, I'll do it. And, you know, I said, I'll do whatever I can to elevate the show to a new level. But he said he's He's currently working. They have the pilot, and they're currently working, and will be at, I think, Cannes or somewhere like that, some television market, selling the show. So hopefully sometime next year we will be talking live from remote from the set itself. I would like to bring on the show Breaking News. I'd like to bring on David Winters and talk to him about his illustrious career, a multi-award winner. I mean, they created an Emmy Award category for choreography because of him and his work. He's one of my mentors.
Woo-hoo!
And he'll be a special guest on Breaking News, and we'll talk to him about the television show, my involvement on the show, and it will be a scoop because nobody else will have it first.
I have a big feeling, Shab, that there's going to be a lot of people wanting this show with everything that we're developing and creating here and all these ideas from the people that we all work with. I mean, there's going to be a lot of studios that are going to want to take this and do a lot of things with it. And they're going to be – these production studios and people are going to be fighting over it because it's never been done. What we're doing is very interactive, and it's never been done, and we're just having a blast with it. And people are going to want to hop on the train, you know?
Oh, gee, this sounds exciting. Eric, you know what I'm smelling right now? Can you feel it? I'm smelling an echo chamber. It's coming.
I love it.
You know, I'm getting a sore throat. I'm going to go Breaking news.
I'll be.
It's making my throat sore. My God. Why don't you try it once, Eric? You see what I'm going through here.
Easy way. Wait. Like that?
Well, you know, if you can put some balls in it, man. But. It sounds like a 10-year-old. Breaking easy,
wait. Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
There you go.
Okay.
You have to do it like Thor, you know.
Patty, you remember you know the TV show Punk'd, right? We're gonna have to come up with something to do with the Easy Way Angels and Shabadoo and that topic.
We can.
I agree.
we might have to rebrand the Angels to Shabadoo's Angels. I don't know.
No.
I don't want to be bold here. And assume. Well, you know, I'm gonna have to fight Dante. I just really Americanized his name. Dante obligation. Anyway,
Dante,
pretty boy.
See, you're famous as a person. I'm famous for my brand. So
yeah,
that's why everybody wants the phone. No, I'm kidding. All right, I'm not going to go after you because then you're.
Wait, Eric, we're a team.
We are exactly. I got another.
You were alone in the wilderness, and now I've come, and now we're a team. We're like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, except I'm Dean Martin. You'll be Jerry Lewis.
I was alone in the dance world.
I'll be the tall, good-looking guy that's serious and has real talent. You'll be
funny
guy.
I have to tell you something, though, Shab. You've been in this game for a really long time, and seeing you, I mean, I saw you a long time ago on Breaking One, and seeing you, I mean, you've really kept yourself. You know, you've kept yourself up. You look all right.
Hey,
you know.
Well, thank you, Easy. I think you're pretty sexy too.
I did not say sexy in any way.
I want to know what kind.
I was giving you a man to man compliment, saying you look good, man. I'm proud of the way you kept yourself.
That was bromance, right? That's what they call
that was
it.
Bromance, exactly.
Oh, we bromancing. Okay, yeah, you're pretty tough too, dude.
Well, you know, Shab's only 29 years old. You know, I mean, he's not that old.
Well, you know, if you throw the numbers around right, you know, I am a 29 in there. A couple
of
times.
Did you say
59
or 29?
Oh, yes, if you throw 29 in there a couple of times, there you go. I'm 229.
But you do look like you're in your 20s or 30s. I mean, you kept yourself up. So I'm just giving you a little.
You know what? It's remarkable the things you can do with Elmer's glue and contact paper.
and the Brazilian
bikini waxes help too. But I do what I can.
Call in the angels, Patty. We gotta get some Brazilian bikini waxes going on. All right, but
oh,
no, guys,
absolutely.
So moving forward, all the listeners out there, you know, we are doing some great things, and we're going to be doing some new things with the Angels where we're going to be creating dance groups and actually, like, touring and doing shows. And I mean, Patty will tell you guys more information. We're actually going to be putting everybody that's on the show currently, they're going to be admins on the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. So if you want to keep up with what we got going on, you want to keep up with how I'm going to school and punk Shabadoo, then you want to go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, and you'll get all the
good ones to that.
Okay, Eric. Okay, Eric. That hurt. I really loved you, man.
I will say this, Eric. In the pantheon of dancing, the omnipresence in which Shabadoo lords over dance is immeasurable. We must keep that in mind.
But you also got to remember, guys, that the Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, which is a show about punking, is one of our celebrity hosts. I'm going to go talk to her, and I'm not kidding about the punking thing. So you're going to get yours, Sean. Trust me.
Oh, okay. No, wait a minute. You cut Dante off. He was saying some. Continue, Dante.
Yes, I was saying throughout the 21st century, the mystique of music and fashion has changed the lore of dance. The origin of dance styles is fodder from debate from shore to shore. Unique is a term associated with those dance styles that define fads, trends, and certain looks. However, genius must be attached to those creative artists whose dance routines have evolved and sustained the visionary direction of music while standing the test of time. Adolfo Shabadoo Quiñones has spent over amount of years cultivating his dance craft and achieving awards in directing, dancing, choreograph, writing, and technical art of fluidity through self-expressive, spiritually motivated dance.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question. Eric, I
must have a bad connection. Dante, could you repeat that?
I'm going to ask the question for the fans. Dante, you must have been reading from a book or something like that, because I know that wasn't
because that was good. I was like, he can't be talking about me. It's impossible.
That's how me and Shad talk off the air, guys.
Oh, you know what? And so I see that the money I'm spending is well spent. Thank you.
I was
going to
say, how much
that.
Did you pay him for that one?
Well, somebody has to keep him in their Jerry Curl juice.
Hey, it was in jest. And Patty, I haven't met you, but I love you.
I love you too, mate. Can't wait to meet
we
you.
We all love Patty. Yeah. I've loved Patty since I was a little boy. I was two or three
me
then.
Me too.
Oh, thank you, Shabadoo.
I used to see Patty and think, God, when I get older, I want to be with a girl just like her.
And I would say, if I was a girl, I'd want to be Patty.
So we got some fan questions, guys. So I'm not going to mention that we don't have enough time to mention who it's coming from. We just have a couple questions that I'm going to throw out there. One of the questions, and this is for everybody, so everybody can answer it in their own way. If you could have three wishes, what would they be?
Who are you asking?
I just said I'm going to ask everybody. Everybody answer it in their own way.
Okay, if I had three wishes, my number one wish is I would end world hunger. Number two, I would end death, and number three, I would make love be the most powerful thing that we utter in our everyday life, and action as well.
Wow!
Now,
I totally agree with that.
Are you reading from a book, or was that no? Okay. All right, Dante.
Well, you know, James 26:20 says.
You see reading. I love it. Oh gosh.
Dante, what would your answer be?
Honestly. This is what it's like. We live in a nation of single moms. I don't like that. I think there's a problem with that. In the book that I'm writing, What He Knows But Won't Tell You is going to speak on that. I also would like for, you know, Barack to be able to unite like he's trying to do without the bipartisan in his way. And I would also like for Shad and Easy Way to just blow up.
That wish we can guarantee will take place. Who will be able to deny breaking news?
The easy way.
Easy way.
And Patty, what would your answer be?
Okay, well, since I've been working with the Stop Tour, I think my first one, which I don't think has been addressed enough, is try to work with, you know, people in terms of the bullying that goes on. I was bullied as a kid. And honestly, if it wasn't for dance, dance saved me. Dance, and I can know hundreds and probably thousands of people out there that would say the same thing. Dance saved them from the other horrors that life can offer. Shabadoo's background will tell you that also. This is a man who's grown from an area that is hard to believe if you've ever been to some of the areas this man was raised in. He's amazing to do what he's done. So anyway, that was number one with the bullying. Let's stop the bullying. Obviously, world peace. I know that's a cliche, but oh my God, there's so many things going on. It's terrible. And the last one, selfishly, is mine because I want to start over again. I want to be young and do everything all over again because it
that's
was
a good one.
So fun, and I'm having such a great time, and I'm going to continue to have a great time.
Those answers were brought to you guys. We got to give love to our sponsors. We got to pay the bills. We want to say thank you. And those answers were brought to you by Acumen Technologies, World Shakers Designs, which has done the Stop Tour website. Everybody, check out stoptour.org. It's been upgraded. It's been moved and grooved. We appreciate Steven Williams for that, as well as Bright Life Music. Now, guys, I also want to throw out there and remind everybody, and we haven't chosen anybody yet, but from the Stop Tour showcase that we did in support of the Peace Fund, Bright Life Music is giving a $30,000 three-song demo deal to one of the artists that performed. We had over 13 artists perform. We're still evaluating. I know people have been hitting me up like freaking crazy to find out who's going to Capitol and who's getting the demo deal. We don't know yet. You will know when it's time, but we are still evaluating who is going to get the demo deal. That is still on the table. We appreciate Bright Life Music for that. And, you know, we've got a lot of great stuff in store. And like I said, all the events are going to be on the calendar. We've got a lot of awesome things. Stay tuned for some other new announcements. Actually, I'll go ahead and throw this out. I guess it's time. This will be the last one. We've got to save some more for next week. Basically, guys, you know, we've been talking about the 310 magazine with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles distribution. The contract has been signed as of yesterday. It is now official. Easy Way is going to be doing the branding for that magazine. And that magazine is going to be distributed to 8 different Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles restaurants, which is reaching 250,000 people a month. And we're actually going to be having a little sit-down to move forward on some other wonderful things. Now, Roscoe's also works with a network called RMC, which I used to have a show on for over 7 months, which has over 20 shows, 125,000 listeners a week, and viewers. It's a live stream, live TV situation. We are working directly with them in conjunction with Watering Seeds and Domino's supporting Watering Seeds on this event November 11th. That's why I said if I was you guys, really put this one on your calendar. I'm sure that if anybody is on the team, if you hear them with us, you're probably going to see them at these events. So I know a lot of people want to meet some of the people that we deal with. So put these events on your calendar. The Roscoe's thing is official. And then we have another announcement again. We're going to keep some stuff for next week. This has been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward, and you know what? I'll answer your question too, because I know I keep forgetting that I am a human being and I can answer the fans' questions too. I give all the time to everybody else. I'm so unselfish. My wish, I'm going to be really selfish, because obviously people know I want to help charity, and I think people know what I want to do, judging from Stop Tour and what's been created. But my wish is honestly
to do in the dance contest, right?
Well, I don't need to wish that. If I really wanted to do that, I'd put my mind to it, give me 2 years, and I'd whoop them. But
my God.
Anything I put my mind to, I could
do. And here I was just sitting here thinking, what a good kid you are. Oh, my gosh. You know, because you can be wrong. First impressions, you can be wrong.
The student becomes
the
master,
right?
What a
good Christian kid. Huh?
The student becomes the master, right?
Well, you know, but that whole you could have left out, I'm going to whoop him business. You could have said, I'll hang. You could have used that word. You could have said, you know what, give me 2 years, I may be able to hang. And you said, I'm going to whoop him. That's dangerous talk.
That'd be a good song. I'm going to whoop him.
You know what? I've got a good mind to throw Patty on you.
Patty needs somebody.
I'm going to throw Patty on you, and Patty will whittle you down to some respectful level.
Hey, Patty can dance now. Don't let Patty dance
now.
I know.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Now,
I know that.
The,
in,
to answer the fans.
Okay,
fans
let's hear your three selfish ones.
To answer the fans' questions, one, as far as my empire, my team, what I'm trying to do, I don't need to make a wish. I'm already getting my wish. It's already coming true. I have the team. It's being developed. God has already helped me with that. We're moving forward in ways. So I consider that wish already coming true. As far as number two, I've always wanted to fly. Okay, I've always wanted to fly like Peter Pan. I've always wanted pixie dust. I've always wondered if that was actually possible when I was a kid growing up. I've always wanted to be able to fly or teleport.
You can fly. Get on the tallest building.
Let's take him down to one of those.
Let's take him down to a high rise and jump off.
Yes.
And I guarantee you'll fly for at least 10 seconds.
But that's not flying. That's falling.
Well, you can flap your wings. Slap your arms like it's like they're wings, and you know what the thing is. See, what I'm thinking is that you'll be flying for sure, but what will make you think you're not flying is that you'll land really hard.
So
it's your landing, because your landing we need to work on.
Since you're my dance teacher, will you be falling with me and making sure I'm okay?
No, I'll be on the roof capturing it all for breaking news, and making sure the fans. We'll get the bird's eye view of your flight. So what's your third selfish one?
My third selfish one, honestly, I'm going to have to really think about that one because I want to answer these questions honestly. So I'm going to keep the answer for next week.
Wait a minute. I didn't know we could hold out on our three questions.
We didn't get the
Because I would have done one. I would have done one wish per month. I wouldn't just spend it all at one clip. Boom.
Well,
I gave you them all.
That just shows you're not as creative as I am. You can dance, but
you changed the rule. You said
no,
we need three now.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I answered the question how I would answer the question. That's my creativity. I didn't change anything.
Okay. Well, you can do that since you're the boss. But that's great. Anyway.
But we have another fan question. This is to Shabadoo. Shabadoo, will there be a Breaking Three?
I am not a big fan of doing movies with numbers behind them. So I will do another dance picture. I'm not interested in doing a Breaking Three per se. But if the situation was right, the screenplay was right. I've written a screenplay called Breaking Uprising. It's a new telling. It's about a new energy that's out here with young people. It can't be about, TKO is going to, pick up their old sneakers and take over the city again. I don't think that's going to really happen. But I think that I've amassed a tremendous amount of cultural capital over the last 40-some years, and I'm ready to invest that capital in young people. And that's the kind of screenplay I've written. It's about perpetuating the form. It's about perpetuating the culture. And it's about infusing whatever knowledge and history and ability that I have and being a really great supporter and finding that new talent, that new Shabadoo out there. I know he's out there. And let me tell you this, it may not even be a guy. It may be a girl, So it's anyone with leadership skills that has the ability to really resonate with the culture and has that fire. So I'm looking for new people, a new break-in picture. I'm not really interested in nostalgia. However, I did write the picture so that there would be roles for Boogaloo Shrimp and Lucinda Dickey to come on board. So we'll see. We'll see how that works and if they're interested in doing it.
All right, and then we have another question for Shabadoo, obviously. All right, guys, this is my show. I'm feeling a little jealous here. I want some questions. No, okay.
Since you were selfish on your three wishes, and you held back one of the three, but
yes,
we're moving forward.
The question is, will you and Turbo ever be doing another project together?
I've talked to Turbo recently, and we talked about the possibility of doing that. So yes, it's a possibility that's out there. We don't have that vehicle yet, but if And when it comes, I think I'd be open to it, and he's certainly open to it. So, yeah, I think so.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll see you both at the World Dance Awards. Go get
well,
your
tickets.
Well, you
know, breaking news. I'll bring Boogaloo Shrimp on, hopefully. And we'll talk about our roles of breaking, and maybe Lucinda Tiki will come on. You know what? I'll try to bring on the whole cast. I'll bring on Phineas, who played Adam. I'll bring on Lucinda Tiki, Special K, Turbo, and some others that were involved in the films. So, and talk about what was happening behind the scenes, the making of it, what was going through our heads, you know, and really walk our audiences and our fan base through the break-in process.
That is cool. I'm a be a fan. I'll be listening. I'm still a fan of break-in.
No, Eric, you won't be on that show. But I have another show for you, which we'll talk about off air. We'll talk about it off air. Patty, you got the memo, right? So, and Dante.
Did I press the mute button? I'm sorry. Let me bring him back on air. My bad.
Okay. No, Eric, unless you come up with that third wish right now, I can't guarantee that you'll be part of it. No, I would love to have you. It would be great to have you on obviously, to talk about it, because from a fan that you are and a true fan that you are, you may, in fact, lend some insight from a fan's perspective. So, yeah, it would be great to all sit around and talk about that.
I will never live it down, the rooftop scene and the bedroom scene, okay? That will always be one of my favorite dance scenes of all time.
What bedroom scene?
I was going to say the same thing.
You need to clarify that, because that sounded weird. The rooftop scene and the bedroom scene?
Do you remember the bedroom scene?
Wasn't there a scene when Turbo was in the bedroom dancing on the walls?
When he was doing the gimbal room effect, like the Royal Wedding inspired dance number. Well, I was actually, that scene was, I was teaching Boogaloo Shrimp how to approach girls, how to get a girl. We were actually using a female dummy, which was, you know, here's a little insight for you fans out there and for you as well, Eric. That scene was totally improvised by me and Shrimp.
Oh, really?
It wasn't written.
Awesome.
I would think that would scare a girl if they were in the bedroom and then you start dancing on the roof and doing some crazy moves. I think that like you're upset.
Well, we had our clothes on, Eric.
Well, I mean, still, anybody that dances on the roof would scare me. And I think we have.
Well, I mean, dancing on the roof was harrowing, but dancing with a doll with their clothes on, that's totally acceptable. Had we been naked and doing it, that would have been going into weird world.
That would be a weird. Where's Ron?
Could you imagine? Hey, Turbo! Let's show you. Let me show you how to get it on with a girl. Get naked. Let's do it. that would have been freaky.
Let me show you some real dancing moves here. No, but
No, I think the line was, you
let
know, just do
the,
what
the,
I do.
The new,
I think, no,
let me
I
show
think
the new version of Worm.
I think the line of that scene was just do like I do, just look at him and smile.
Mm.
I think that was the line, something like
and
that.
And then the broom scene outside of the liquor store.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about all those things. We'll talk about the iconic moments in the film. You know, the broom scene, the gimbal room, the SOS, the Saving Our Streets. Shabadoo tribal dance on the rooftop, the Shabadoo storming City Hall. You know, if you think about it, Breaking 2 was before its time. It was Ozone, the character I played, was totally against gentrification. And that was the crux of that whole story, was that the developers wanted to come in and, as I say, redevelop us out of our neighborhood. And now that's really quite popular with Spike Lee, for instance, who's been talking about that a great deal in New York. So gentrification is a hot topic right now, and we were doing it 30 years ago. We were talking about it 30 years ago.
Mm.
So think
that
about
is,
that.
That.
Think about
this
that
gonna,
when you're flying off the high rise.
This is going to be pretty cool, guys.
Eric, the bedroom dance is called the horizontal mambo.
Oh.
Boy, that's an old one, guys.
So we got.
If Patty was doing that like 30 years ago, right, Patty?
Yeah, well. Older than
we got about 7 more minutes, guys, so we have a couple advertisements here. Make sure that you tune in October 27th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on CW to check out the new Block Party show, which is one of our partners, Block Party. It's actually called G-Block with Fox Tribune. Definitely make sure you put that in your calendar, October 27th. We got these events coming up. The top events you want to put in your calendar is November 2nd, November 11th, and November 25th. And if you are in Orange County, October 19th, there's a private mansion event. And we actually recently partnered, I believe there's going to be an announcement, with one of the top fashion gurus that has created fashion. So it's in regards to the Ascent Expo coming out, guys, next year, which is probably where we're most likely going to be announcing the official new show, which will be produced by Easyway. With Shabadoo hosting breaking news, and we'll turn into an actual show. It'll probably be at the Los Angeles Convention Center on stage with people like Michael Beckwith and high-level people like that. That'll be next year, February and March. Then we also have the flag football game on behalf of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. It's a celebrity flag football game with all the celebrities playing football, and nobody ever sees me do sports. I do sports for charity, so I'm actually going to be in the game, or I'll be refereeing, or I'll be hosting, or I'll be involved, and I'll make sure the Shabadoo's in that game so I can take his flag and
well, no, okay. I want to go on record here, and because there's a misconception out there, people think that because a person can dance, they would be automatically good in sports. Well, I'm here to prove them wrong. I can dance, okay, but you don't want me on anybody's basketball team, and you certainly don't want me on anybody's baseball team for a couple of reasons. One is I just can't seem to get the ball in the hole, no matter how I could be standing over the basket. I can't get
having
the ball in the
hole. Having trouble getting in the hole there, huh? Okay.
Yeah, what? Hey, stop that now. And then the other one is, you knock it off. You're a good kid.
I am.
Don't get dirty.
I didn't say
anyway,
what I was talking about.
Well, it's the way you said it, you know. Anyway.
Your mind's in the gutter, not mine. Go ahead.
I will take responsibility. I can't seem to get my ball in the basket. Now what? And the other thing is, I just can't hit the ball.
You know what? I can't either. I got to admit, I can't either.
But I love wearing the uniforms.
Me too.
I love the costume. I love the theatrics of everything. Like, I want to come up, if I'm on a team, if you put me on a team, easy, I want to come out at the end after we win, wearing the costume.
Exactly.
And bowing, and maybe I'll do a couple of dance moves and, you know, move on.
Oh,
but
so you want to be
in there.
You want to be
our
mascot.
We'll put a little dirt on our uniform so people think we play.
No, Shabadoo wants to be our mascot. We'll put a little bear head on him and see some of the dance moves.
I didn't use the word mascot. I said I would come out at the end with the team to get the trophy, and I would do some bows, and maybe I might do a couple of moves, but I didn't talk about wearing any bear heads. you know what? You must have been an interesting kid. You know, I could almost imagine Eric in school. Anyway, you got a lot of detention, didn't you?
I did, Eric.
We need to stay after school.
You know, when I was a kid, I'm going to throw something out there that nobody knows. When I was a kid and I was in high school, I played the rebel a little bit. You know, you always think about doing something. People talk about doing something. I was that one person that when you talked about it, I would be the one that did it. I was in detention one time, and just to be, I didn't even smoke. I didn't like cigarettes, but just to be a rebel, just to show that I'm a badass, I lit up a cigarette in detention. And I put my feet on the desk, and I like looked at the teacher, and I was like, what?
Oh, like the Breakfast Club.
Wow.
I didn't even know. What's the Breakfast Club?
That's a movie. It's a movie, but Patty remembers it. I heard about
movie.
It.
I represent new school. I don't know those old school movies.
The other thing is I want to throw out there, I may not be able to play sports, but I can do sports choreography.
Oh, cool.
There you go. You know, if it's set up and staged properly, I could certainly dunk. I could hit a ball on cue. We can do inserts of that. And you can show shots of me just coming home, you know, sliding in the home base. I could do
scoring.
Stuff like that. Yeah, just scoring. All the stuff, the scoring, thrusting both of my fists in the air, victory fist thrust. I can do that. I can do a lot of, like, yay. I can do even crowd waves. I could do that.
Dude,
I'm
picturing a little photo shoot with Shabadoo wearing a cute little baseball outfit and a bat and you know, throwing him in the magazine and you know, doing a little break dancing pose or something.
Yeah, you know, put it out there. You know, dreams do come true.
Right. Mm-hmm. People put a tag on it that says Dodgers are desperate.
Well, you know,
I don't want to interrupt you guys.
Dante,
we got about a minute and a half left. We're about a minute and a half left. Anybody that's listening, so Shabadoo does his award. I do my award, the Easy Way Award, on behalf of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the American Society of Young Musicians, signed up by the City and County of Los Angeles. Shabadoo has his award, and next week he'll tell you more in detail of that. And we are going to be looking for young heroes. We're going to be looking for heroes. We're going to be looking for people that are making a difference to honor, to recognize, to do some amazing things. People have been asking when the next Stop Tour event is. The Stop Tour is going to be attached to a lot of stuff. You're going to see the Stop Tour attached to a lot of things. As far as our event, doing it from scratch is an annual event. So next year we'll be doing another big Stop Tour event with another big charity, making more of a difference. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much, Shabadoo, Dante, and Patty, for joining us today. And you know, tune in next week, guys. We're going to be doing the first official segment of Breaking News, and we got some other cool guests and some other cool things the Easy Way. So if you want to know more, just go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. Love you guys, and we'll catch you next week. Keep doing it the Easy Way, and tell your friends about the show.
Yes, and I'll see you on Breaking News. There you go.
Patty.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.